Hello. Welcome to the Sapiens Insurance 360 podcast. I'm your host, Julie Kramer, Vice President of Financial and Compliance at Sapiens, and I'm so glad that you're out there listening. This is where we discuss the latest news, trends, and issues from across the insurance solutions and technology spectrum. Most everyone in the world of statutory accounting is hopefully aware of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, the NAIC, Ongoing Bond Project, the organization's multi-year initiative that aims to create new statutory accounting rules for bonds. The project's goal is to define what constitutes a bond and how insurers should report and value bonds to their financial statements. But what does this mean for insurers, and how will the projects affect your company's day-to-day and long-term operations? Here to help us answer these questions and more is Sapiens' own Sharlia Taft, our NAIC liaison here at Sapiens. Sharlia has 20-plus years in insurance and regulatory experience working with insurance companies and securities filings. She holds an MBA and has a professional in insurance regulation from the NAIC. Sharlia, thanks so much for joining us on today's program, Innovating for Tomorrow, NAIC's Bond Project.
Thanks for having me, Julie. Happy to be here.
So, Sharlia, here's the question that's on the minds of our listeners. What exactly is the NAIC's Bond Project?
The Bond Project is the name that's given to the NAIC's accounting and blanks changes, which are a result of the principles-based bond definition update, which is effective January 1, 2025. This will affect a variety of the statutory accounting practices that have impacted several areas of the APMP manual, which is the Accounting Practices and Principles Manual, as well as both annual and quarterly financial statements. There's lots of changes to Schedule D, BA, as well as the SSAPs 43, 26, 21, and 2R. There are lots of technical details, and it could impact how investments count towards RBC.
Great. Thanks for that explanation, Sharlia. Can you explain what the Bond Project means to the insurance industry?
Sure, Julie. The key aspects of the Bond Project are relative to the updated definition, and regulators are looking for transparency in the underlying investments. Some important concepts to understand are that a bond represents a security structure representing a credit relationship with a fixed payment schedule. Bond requires security structure but clarifies that naming convention does not determine the underlying SAP or reporting location. It must represent a creditor relationship in substance, not just in legal form. Specifies that investments with equity-like characteristics or that represent ownership interests in substance are not bonds. And this includes ownership or membership interests like LLCs, joint ventures, partnerships. Reflects performance of entity or principal and or more than a nominal amount of interest, which varies based on the underlying non-debt variable. And any debt instrument where risk and reward profile is substantially similar to an equity.
Okay. So having said all of that, why did the NAIC undertake this initiative?
The Bond Project is really a regulatory response to increased innovation in investment portfolios and identification of certain investments on Schedule D1 under long-term bonds with, you know, the transition of some of the items to Schedule BA. The regulators really want more transparency in what companies report to better evaluate solvency in the market. Regulators want to see that companies understand what their investments are and that just because something is named like a bond, that it truly represents an accurate investment that protects solvency.
Okay, that makes sense. But which really, this begs the million-dollar question for insurers. How will this impact my company and what will I need to do?
Well, there are some significant changes in reporting across Schedule D and BA, as well as accounting requirements in the financial statement. Companies need to evaluate their investment holdings in advance before preparing their filings and should be aware of any schedule differences that this could mean for their reporting processes internally. The changes in the schedules and the investments could make a difference in a company's overall risk-based capital calculation and investment holding thresholds across the statement. Insurers should evaluate their own company's investment holdings and accounting processes. Each company will need to adjust according to their own business practices.
If necessary, where can insurers get additional information?
The NAIC website at naic.org is the ultimate source, and each company's domicile state is the primary authority. So those two places are the best places to start. Sapiens has training resources available and supplementary information available on their Sapiens Statement Pro software, as well as the Sapiens Lifeline website. We have training sessions and information, and we'll be hosting continual update sessions as well as pop-up webinars throughout the rest of the year. Sapiens Statement Pro offers additional staffing hours during support season for annual filings through March 1st.
Great. Thanks so much, Charlia. The NAIC's bond project is ongoing until the January 2025 compliance deadline, and I'm sure that we'll continue to hear more about this critical project in the months ahead. Thanks for joining us today to walk us through it and its importance to insurers, Charlia. And to our listeners, as always, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We love hearing from you, so if you have comments or would like to follow us on social media, please reach out to us on our channels. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We've got more coming, so stay tuned for the next episode of Sapiens Insurance 360.